Okay, Bereshusa Harav Leibowitz Flita. Last time I was here, first of all, thank you all for coming post Night Seder. It's very overwhelming to see so many of you here post Night Seder. Last time I was here, we discussed the exceptions to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, and I figured that after discussing the exceptions to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, when you don't have to do Kibbutz Aveim, maybe it's kedai to spend a little bit of time discussing the actual mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. One of the, you know, with all the growth that you have throughout your years in Israel, in so many areas of life, in so many areas of tefillah and Torah and avodah and mitzvos, one area that by definition suffers a little bit is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, because you don't get to practice it all that often. So it's kedai to be mechazik, or at least be mekayim a little bit through the limur, mishalma parms faseinu, at least be mekayim through the learning about Kibbutz Aveim, a little bit of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. Obviously you're very well aware that it's a pasuk in the Torah, kaveidas avicha v'asimecha l'man yarichu mimecha, it's one of the Ten Commandments, shmos perichav pasuk in beis, and then there's a different din in the Torah, vayikra perik yotas, pasuk gimel ish imo v'aviv tira, that there's both a din of Kibbutz Aveim as well as a din of Mora Aveim. Now, what is the reason for the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Mishrashe HaMitzvah Sharoi L'Ladam Sheyakir V'Yigmol Chesed L'Misha Asi Yimot Tova, that a person always has to have Hakaras HaTov for someone who does good for them. And there's no greater good that someone could do for you than to bring you into this world, let alone raising you and providing for you and waking up in the middle of the night and changing diapers and everything else that your parents did for you before you even realized it. But just bringing you into this world is the ultimate chesed, giving you the opportunity to live a life of Torah mitzvos, of avodas Hashem, and therefore a person needs to have hakaras hatov. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, the Gemara seems to give us a bit of a different indication of what the idea of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim is. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Shlosha Shulfin Yesh Ba'adam, that there are three partners that go into making man. There's Aviv, there's Imo, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mother, father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when you do the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm so happy that I live amongst you and that you're one of my people. When you don't do the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels very distant because you're doing bad to one of his partners. So a person is mitzaeris of V'imo, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafa Sisi Shalo Darti B'neim. I'm better off not living amongst them. Shalomali Darti B'neim, Tiaruni. They're causing Agmas Nefesh to their parents, so they would cause Agmas Nefesh to me also if I were to live amongst them. What do I need this for? So that's the Gemara's emphasis. Now, what's the difference between the two sources? The Sefer HaChinuch emphasizes Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, if you had to define which category of mitzvahs that fits in, Ben Adam L'Chavero or Ben Adam L'Makom, you would very clearly and strongly put it in the camp of Ben Adam L'Chavero. When it comes to the Gemara in Kiddushin, though, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I take it as a personal slight when you disrespect your parents, that seems to put it very strongly in the category of Ben Adam L'Makom. So you say, okay, it's semantics. L'may nafkamina, Ben Adam L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Makom. Does it have any difference in the halacha? So there are, in fact, I don't know if we can get to all of them, but there are, in fact, six nafkaminas that I could think of between mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom. Number one, how do you do tshuva? For a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, you do tshuva. You do the charat ala avar, kabbalah ala asid, vidui. For a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero, all that is a good start, but it doesn't finish off the job until you meratzes chavero, until you ask for mechila from the other party. So that would be one nafkamina, how one goes about doing tshuva. Another nafkamina would be whether you make a bracha on the mitzvah. The Rambam writes, kol mitzvah say in Hilchos Brachos Parak Yud Aleph, kol mitzvah say she ben adam l'makom, you have to make a bracha over las yas, you have to make a birchus ha-mitzvah. We don't make brachas on mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. You ever wonder? You don't make a bracha on the mitzvah tzedakah, the mitzvah bikur cholim, nichum avelim. There are no brachas in any of these mitzvahs because they're all ben adam l'chavero. So if we're ben adam l'makom l'chora, we would need to at least explain why it doesn't have a bracha. If it's ben adam l'chavero, we understand very well why it doesn't have a bracha. Another nafkamina would be, who pays for the mitzvah, or how much do you have to pay for the mitzvah? Mitzvos ben adam l'makom, the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos tells us, up until 20% of your money, but no more, should be spent on the mitzvah. Mevazveis al yevazveis yosem mechomesh. When it comes to mitzvos ben adam l'chavero, with one important exception, you don't have to spend money on mitzvos ben adam l'chavero. Kabedes Hashem mehoncha, we honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our wealth, we do not have to honor other people from our wealth using our money, except for one important mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, and that of course is the mitzvah of tzedakah, because its very nature is to give money. But any other mitzvah ben lechavero, there's no requirement to spend any money. Another nafkamina would be, the Rambam writes that when it comes to mitzvah ben lechavero, if you've done an avera ben lechavero, you should reveal it to the world. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis, announce it to everybody. I wronged so-and-so. I did something bad to this person. Ben adam lemakom, it's a terrible idea to reveal it to other people. Typically speaking, if you were to go around telling someone, I was Michal Shabbos, so they take a look at you and they say, oh, he doesn't look like such a bad guy. Maybe Chil Shabbos isn't as bad as I thought. Maybe I should give that a try. So the Rambam says, no, when it comes to Mitzvah Ben Adam Lemakom, you do not want to publicize that. Mitzvah Averus Ben Adam Lechavero, that you do want to publicize. Another nafkamina would be, can the other party be mochel you? Can my parents be mochel, the Kibra Ve'ein? If it's Ben Adam Lechavero, certainly it's theirs to be mochel. If it's Ben Adam Lemakom, they shouldn't be able to be mochel, because it's God's honor that's at stake. It's not their own honor that's at stake. Okay, a lot of nafkaminas between the two. Now, it happens to be, let's go through some of the halachos, it doesn't always match up. Probably what you're going to have to say at the end of the day is that Kibra Ve'im is both. It's Ben Adam Lechavero and Ben Adam Lemakom. It has elements of both. Let's say you have a person, the Gemara says that not only do you have to honor a parent while they're alive, even after a parent dies, there's still a din of kavod. Typically speaking, mitzvos ben adam lechavero stop after a person dies. Other than the mitzvah of kfur itself, which is chesed shel emes, there are no longer mitzvos ben adam lechavero, at least positive mitzvos ben adam lechavero, that apply after a person dies. It could very well be, I saw Rabbi Hartman suggest in one of his svarim, in one of the Maral svarim, it could very well be that after a parent dies, it's purely a ben adam lamakom issue, and no longer a ben adam lechavero issue. But it happens to be the halacha is that a parent can be mochel, kibra vein. But that's not a raya necessarily, just because they can be mochel, that it's only ben adam lechavero. There is a concept called ritzono shel adam, zehu kvodo. Whatever a person wants, that is how you honor them. For instance, we always say, what's a classic example of kibra vein? You go and get a glass of water for your father. So you get your father a glass of water, but you feel like you want to do more mitzvahs. So you get him a second glass of water. You feel like you want to do more mitzvahs. So you bring him, like you surround him with 50 glasses of water. And he's like, stop it already. I don't want water. Enough already. I'm not thirsty even. Just leave me alone. So did you do kibra aveim? Certainly not. It's not the maysa of doing what seems respectful. That's kibra aveim. It's whatever they want. That's kibra aveim. Rav Shapta gives the example, if his children were to try to put his shoes on for him and tie them for him, he'd say, I know how to bend over myself and put on my shoes. Leave me alone. You don't have, that's not kavod. That's by definition. That's not part of the definition of kavod. Kavod is what the person wants, what actually makes the person happy. That's why Tosfos quotes Maseches Kiddushin from Yerushalmi, that one of the Amoraim, one of the Tanaim actually, his mother used to wash his feet, the dirt off of his feet, and then drink the water. And he was disgusted by that. He thought it was gross, and he thought it was beneath her dignity. And the other, and she went to the Beis Medrash and said, my son doesn't show me honor anymore. And they said, really, Rabbi Shmuel, how do you not show your mother honor? He said, no, she means I don't let her drink the dirty water from my feet. And they said, oh, okay, well, you should let her do that. Because if that's what makes her happy, then that becomes kavod. So then you have to let her do that. So kibra aveim is obviously, it's a unique mitzvah in that it's both ben adam lechavero and ben adam lemakom. If it relates to hakaras hatov, it may be a third category also. Maybe ben adam la'atzmo. Ben adam la'atzmo means a mitzvah that a person that just is about a person's midos. It's about who you are. It's about developing your own character. Because hakaras hatov is a mitzvah. It's not only ben adam lechavero, it's also ben adam la'atzmo. The greatest raya is this week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to hit the water. Why? Because the water did good for him, and he wants to have hakaras hatov to the water. Is there a mitzvah ben adam lechavero to water? There's clearly no mitzvah ben adam lechavero. That is a mitzvah ben adam la'atzmo also. It's just about developing a person's own character traits, developing your own selam elokim, your own connection to the ribono shel olam. The importance of the mitzvah cannot be overstated. There are various mamari chazal that emphasize the importance of the mitzvah. Milan Portnoy showed me earlier today, Yam Shel Shlomo, that shows that even if a parent does things that are very embarrassing to you, you still have to be mechabed them. And the Yam Shel Shlomo says, talking about a parent who suffers from mental illness, that does things that are terribly embarrassing, still have to be mechabed a parent like that. You have to view it like you're being mechabed the Shechina itself, as the Gemara suggests. Now, there are certain parameters to the mitzvah. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says that, asks, what is kavod? How does one fulfill kavod? And the Gemara says, lo ezu kavod vezu mora. Mora is not to stand in their place, not to sit in their place, not to argue with them, not to get involved in their machlokasim. Kibud is to give them to eat, give them to drink, get them clothing, do things like that, help them out, bring them to places that they need to go. That is the definition of the two elements, kavod and mora. It's well known that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on the Gemara, that a woman is putter from a married woman is putter from kibud avim because she has to deal with her husband and her allegiances are with her husband. The Torah Tamimah on that pasuk points out, though, that even though the drush is on the word tira'u, that is only p'tur in kibud. It is not a p'tur in mora. A married woman is absolutely chayiv in mora avim, no matter what, because the husband should not get in the way of mora avim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to call a parent by their first name. There's a machlokas haposkim how far that goes. What if the parent's not right in front of you and someone says, whose son are you? You look familiar. Are you allowed to say your parent's name when someone asks you, whose son are you? So the Pesukei Tshuva thinks no. He says, you're never allowed to say a parent's name. And he thinks that, he says, I have a big kasha. There was a great rabbi called the Tur. And he quotes on every single page of the Sefer, Adoni Avi HaRash Zal. He always quotes his father on every single page of the Torah. But Rush stands for Rabbeinu Asher. Isn't that a problem of calling his father by the first name? So says Pesukei Tshuva, no, it's not, because Rush means Rosh, and it means a head, and it means something of dignity. So it's not really his first name, because it's like saying Harav HaGoyin Rav Moshe Zal. Right? If David Feinstein were to say Harav HaGoyin Rav Moshe Zal, that would be fine, because that's showing a sense of kavod within that. I just want to close by pointing out, as we pointed out last time, that Kibud Avim is very unique in that, I think I pointed out last time, Kitz Shulchan Aruch writes that Kibud Avim is a mitzvah that has to be done, I'm sorry, the Chayyadim writes, it has to be done b'dibur, b'maisa, u'b'machshava. It's a mitzvah that has to be done b'dibur, the way you speak to your parents and about your parents, b'maisa, the way you act, what you do for your parents, and even, says the Chayyadim, b'machshava. A person should never, says the Chayyadim, think of their parents as anything but Gidolei Olam. No matter what your parents are, the whole rest of the world could think that they're regular people. You have to think that they're Gidolei Olam, and you have to believe it. Because that's the extent to which the mitzvah of Kibud Avim goes. Vis-a-vis you, your parents are God's partners. And even if you don't agree with them on every last detail, you don't have to agree on every last detail, but the amount of, you don't agree with Rav Yashiv probably on every last detail either, but you recognize a gadol when you see it. And that's the attitude a person is supposed to have toward their parents. You should be zocha to use this years of learning in Eretz Yisrael to catapult you to new levels of Avodas Hashem and be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avim if you ever go back to America or when you bring your parents here, to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kibud Avim to the fullest extent. And thank you very much for your time.